You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We are joined this segment by Bill Gertz, who is senior editor at the Washington Free Beacon, as well as the Inside the Ring columnist at the Washington Times. Bill, I wanted to talk about a topic that seems to be popping up all over the world and unfortunately doesn't redound well for security of anyone. It doesn't seem like anybody is scared of the United States or paying attention to any of the agreements around missiles and all of that. We've got the Iranians, Chinese, ISIS, and everybody else seems to be launching missiles. North Koreans, I mean, everybody's throwing missiles up in the air right now. And it seems like this is a getting worse every day. First, let's hit Iran. What are they doing right now to show that they are the partners for peace President Obama promised us?
You have a piece today that Iran is getting ready to conduct the first launch of a space launcher that they're calling the Simorgh, and which U.S. intelligence says is actually a missile, a covert missile. It's the same kind of thing the North Koreans did on February 7th when they launched a space launch. It's the same technology. In this case, this is going to impact the Iran nuclear deal because it doesn't violate the deal per se, which doesn't mention missiles at all. However, the UN resolution that implemented the nuclear deal with Iran states very specifically in one of its annexes that Iran shall not conduct missile tests, nuclear missile tests, or tests that use nuclear missile technology. This Simorgh system clearly will involve long-range nuclear missile testing. So the State Department is in a bit of a pickle. They're trying to figure out, again, the launch hasn't happened. It's supposed to happen before the end of the month, but it could represent a major violation by Iran already. By the way, the Pentagon, and I reported on this last year, discovered that during the nuclear talks, North Korea had sent shipments of missile engines to Iran during those talks. And it's believed that those engines may have, in fact, have been part of this new Simorgh missile that they're getting ready to launch.
It's unbelievable. It's stunning how something that was touted as such a major accomplishment is self-destructive to us and unfortunately to everybody who relies on the United States to be the upholder of, you know, freedom and democracy, and we're failing miserably. Let's move on to the next group of people who are ignoring U.S., I guess, the example we're supposed to be setting and putting missiles and other things in bad places, the Chinese. They actually now have some of their advanced missile systems on the disputed South China Sea islands that we're scrapping about, and this after President Obama stated, freedom of navigation must be upheld. The United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows. Now, isn't the presence of these missiles going to put a little crimp in that?
Yeah, this is a major escalation. What happened was that the Pentagon discovered just this week that China is deploying an advanced air defense missile called the HQ-9. It's really powerful in the sense that it could shoot down any of our reconnaissance planes. And we've been doing reconnaissance. This is what the president was talking about. We've been sailing ships near these disputed islands. In this case, it's a clear escalation on the part of the Chinese. And interestingly enough, at the September summit between Obama and Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader, pledged that China would not militarize newly reclaimed islands. They've built up some 3,200 acres of new islands. They're building military facilities on them. In this case, this is not necessarily a new island. It's an expanded island, but it's clearly an escalation, and it's going to sharply raise tensions. There was just this ASEAN summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California, and the whole focus of the meeting was how do we stop Chinese encroachment on a region that sees $5 trillion in trade pass through it annually.
Let's jump to the next provocation and the next, I guess, another one of the failures of our ability to influence anybody anymore. during the Super Bowl, the North Koreans lobbed a missile up into space and launched, I guess, some flavor of satellite. And how that all, you know, came to play at the end is still a little sketchy. But they, again, not only are apparently supplying the Iranians with parts for what they're doing, but are doing their own. Is that kind of a sales pitch, you know, launching their stuff in the air so people can see what they've got?
Yeah, it's a major provocation by the North Koreans, and it followed an underground nuclear test last month. This missile is called the Taepodong 2. Again, the North Koreans have hidden their missile program as part of a space program. Again, so they launched this missile. It was a new missile in the sense that it was bigger than previous versions. So it lofted something in orbit. There's no signals coming from it. So it's going in a polar orbit, and it passed very close to where the Super Bowl was. A lot of experts think that this is part of a plan by North Korea to deploy a warhead in space, which could create an electromagnetic pulse that would damage the electronics over wide areas, you know, 1,000 miles. So it's definitely alarming.
And again, add it to the list of people who seem to think they can do whatever they want because they know they will face no repercussions. They will get capitulation. And odds are Obama will be sending them pallet loads of cash to buy them off. That seems to be the mode.
Actually, the South Koreans are finally waking up to the fact that China's not going to help. You know, the Obama administration has farmed out its North Korea problem to China, and the Chinese are not helping. They're making the situation worse. And South Korea is finally recognizing that. They closed this Kaesong industrial area, which was providing millions in hard cash, which is going into those missile and nuclear programs. And the South Korean President Park Geun-hye gave a speech just recently where she talked about we've got to do something now. This is becoming an extremely dangerous situation on the Korean Peninsula with North Korea building up its nuclear forces. They have it between 10 and 20 warheads and long-range missiles to deliver them.
You know, the very idea of outsourcing policy there to China, I mean, obviously China has long been the largest influence on North Korea's actions. But again, it follows Obama's pattern of outsourcing our foreign policy to people who don't have our best interests at heart. I'm gobsmacked by the very idea. The last place, I guess, where we've got missiles that probably aren't going to do the world a lot of good, apparently ISIS has managed to get its hands on some Syrian air defense missiles. Now, they obviously have nothing but bad intentions. Is that something we're going to have to worry about as far as our aircraft potentially being in the crosshairs of that?
Yeah, I reported this on Monday in the Free Beacon. It's a pretty interesting story. Apparently, the terrorist group ISIL in central western Syria was able to acquire Syrian government air defense missiles. These are SA-6s, which are not really new missiles, but certainly could threaten aircraft. And it's not clear whether they're able to actually get these things functioning again. I was told there were 4 missiles and 2 launchers. These come on tracked vehicles. And the concern is obviously that they could be used against U.S. aircraft. However, the real concern is that they have a large conventional warhead and that they will use these in suicide bombing attacks like the kind we saw yesterday in Turkey.
That's going to have to wrap up the tour of our enemies who are threatening the world with rockets and missiles, although there's probably more we could get to. But Bill, that's going to have to do it for now. We've been talking with Bill Gert, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. Thanks, Bill. Up next, we will be talking with another staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon, Brent Scher. This is Jim Hansen, and you're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.